It was 1955, the year that the doors of ministry first opened up at the Evangel Home in Fresno. And welcome to the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken Adams, for introducing Heartline. Here, the radio voice of Evangel Home in Fresno. We're in Jerry Brenneman's office at 137 North Yosemite in the Crisis Shelter, one of several houses we have here along North Yosemite for a starting on the corner, there's the counseling center, then there's the apartment for the Crossroads program, there's the crisis home, there's the classroom, the learning center, and then two houses down is the garden, which is primarily an alternative sentencing kind of program. And it's because God has provided and he's used his people to make that provision possible, and we are so, so thankful. Well, Jerry, we're just a few weeks after the banquet, which I thought was an extraordinary event, and if our friends were not able to be there, put it on your calendar for next year.
Maybe we should just, we should have videotaped the last one and just done an instant replay for next year, huh? Because that really, I think, impacted people, and it really provided what a lot of people have wanted for a long time, a real glimpse into what goes on at Evangel Home.
So. Yeah, it really captured the essence of what God does here, and through the programs and things that are happening on the campus at Evangel Home. Our guest Brandy was there, and we talked a little before we turned, before you even came into the room, Jerry. And Brandy, let's start with that. What happened when you got to the banquet?
I had been in the Evangel Home approximately 2 weeks at that point, and it was quite nerve-wracking, but I was able to see what this program can and has done. Upon the program starting, you got up to host, and hearing your voice, it was familiar to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you've been listening to the radio program for a while on one of our stations.
Yes, I had. And it was a feeling of God, because I got the word from you daily. I just remembered your voice, and all I thought was, you know, this is where God had called me, and he had been calling me through your station. Mm-hmm. And I was unable to pray in my lifestyle. And so what I would do, I didn't know how to pray. And I was ashamed of myself. And what I would do would turn on the radio station, and I'd hear your voice.
See, you're an answer to our prayers. Mm-hmm. We frequently pray, dear God, bring somebody to this program who is where our guest was and needs to hear a story of hope. You have no idea how gratifying that is.
Really? And how many times, Jim, have you asked the person in Brandy's seat right now, what would you say to someone out there who is listening right now and who needs to hear something from you? You've asked her. So, Brandy, I can't wait for him to ask that question at the end of the program. But, yeah, this is, Jim, in all the years you've been doing this, I can't imagine any woman has ever said that before, that she recognized your voice at a banquet.
Yeah.
One, because Brandy was fairly new to us then, we would not have talked about you. She probably wouldn't have seen you. When we're talking about what we're doing at the banquet, I don't ever say, and guess who is going to be our host? Maybe I should.
No.
The fame of the world famous Jim Tuck. Yeah. But how God used that. And really, Brandy is kind of a lifeline for you for all those times you couldn't pray.
Yeah.
Jim had you covered.
I was actually sitting at the table with some staff members, and when you were up talking, I said, I know that voice from somewhere. And she said, yeah, he's on the radio. And I said, yes, 99.9. I listened to it. It was programmed into my car, and I listened to it daily.
Wow. And we were also on 1130 AM and also Jim Patterson, KGED. 1680 AM. So we have three outlets for the program.
Brandy, I think also what I confess, I do not have Christian stations programmed into my car radio. Mm. Part of it is I seldom listen to the radio when I'm in the car because I'm stop and go in and out, all that. But What I love, Brandy, is here I am, the director of this program, and I do not have that button dialed in. You are out there living a wild and crazy lifestyle. You've got the button programmed in. I love that. That's to me, that is that kind of, one of the things I love about here, Jim, is that God is no respecter of person. He does not give a hoot about our positions. He gives a hoot about our souls.
Right.
And somehow that, where you're button on the radio was, it speaks very highly of you and perhaps not so highly of me, and God just says, so what? I still use that button.
God uses whom he chooses, and for whatever he has his reason, he's in his heaven, and as he does as he pleases. Let's back up. Let's find out, Brandy. You're at Evangel Home, so you were probably not pushing the glass ceiling in the corporate world of America, right?
Right.
What was your background? How long have you been here at Evangel Home? Let's start there.
I've been here a little, it's 5 weeks today.
Okay, what was happening 6 weeks ago in your world?
6 weeks ago, my husband, we have divorced, but my ex-husband, I was trying to reconcile. I had a sobriety of 6 months, and he, in an attempt to reconcile our marriage and help him, he brought the drugs around me again, and I then fell due to just trying to love him. And there was some lies, you know. We were baptized together before we were married. We came to Christ, and I was 17 years old. I am now 23, and we were married. We've been together off and on a total of 8 years, but married 5. And so together, I feel that God has a really big plan for us, and I was trying to help him find that. My 6 months of sobriety, I did find the Lord again. I just wasn't reading the Word, and that's where your radio station came in for me, and that's where it was feeding my soul before I had relapsed.
How far back does the substance abuse go?
I've been struggling with it for 5-6 years now.
How did that start? What happened one day that Brandy decided, I think I'm going to try this?
I was an overachiever. My mother and my father were not in my life. I was abused physically, mentally, and emotionally for about 10 years of my life. My mother wished me dead on a daily basis due to alcoholism.
Brandy, who raised you?
My grandmother and my Aunt Sherry, who could not have children. So in a way, I see God's work in my life and his plan for my life and the family that I'm in. So I was about 15. I was taken from my mother's custody at 11, I'm sorry. And in this, I overachieved. I was honor roll. I was athletic. I was, you know, played every position in softball. And my family, they worked hard to support us, and so they weren't at my games, they weren't at anything, and I felt really alone, and I felt unloved, and a friend had some marijuana, and, you know, and everybody was doing that, and I was doing everything I had to, and I tried it, and at that point, it just seemed like I didn't have to worry anymore. Like, I didn't care if they came to my games. I didn't care if they weren't there, you know. And my mom, like, I didn't worry about whether she was alive on the street or not. And so
the slippery slope got steeper.
And it got steeper. I continued to work, and I graduated with a diploma, 3.7 GPA. I excelled still smoking marijuana occasionally. It progressed. And after I had my daughter, working and going to school, I had to leave her father, not my ex-husband, and I fell into some diet pills that were phentermine, and then sought out amphetamines.
Wow. So at what point did you decide, this isn't working, I got to find a change?
The whole time I wanted to change. Uh-huh. I had reconciled with my ex-husband at that point, and that's where the methamphetamine had come in. So we separated, I had a child, we got back together. And amphetamine. He was a cocaine and alcoholic, cocaine addict. So
is he still addicted?
Yes.
Okay. And using?
Yes.
And you haven't used for how long?
It's been about 45 days.
Okay. What do you see down the road for Brandy?
As of right now, I see the Lord using me.
Are you in the shelter, the crisis shelter?
I am in the garden program.
Good. That's where I was going. So you have put yourself in a position to get well.
Yes. This is my second attempt. But this time I have the Lord. The first time was just a substance abuse classes and rehab. So now with the classes that I'm taking here, I have found forgiveness for all of those and for myself.
So you've been listening to the radio program for a time, and then one day you call and you walk, somebody answers the door, you walk in and you looked around and you thought,
I saw love.
Hmm.
I saw God.
Hmm. Was it what you expected?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't expect a home. I feel like I belong. I've never had a family that I felt I belonged in, my parents. So I feel like these women love me no matter what.
Jim, I can't tell you again, too, especially in the garden, how we pray for the women in the crisis home and in the apartments. That's a whole different thing because they started in the crisis home mostly. We pray for the women in the crisis home mostly once they're here. The women in the garden, we often pray for the next person who's going to come to that door. Mm. And the women in the garden themselves often then pray for their next roommate. And we normally have 6 women there. We got low this year because we had several graduations. We had several that left. And so I think Sharon, for a minute, was the only one down there. And she really did begin to pray for the next women that would be coming through that door. And I think that is a wonderful testimony right there.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
You were praying.
I want, before we run out of time, I want to ask that question. Yeah, we pray that somebody who is where you were, is out there, is listening to the radio as you were. What do you tell that person, Brandy? What do you tell that woman who's tuning in right now whose life is all goofy?
To listen to your heart within. To listen to that call that the Lord is calling. Because I know that in every heart, they don't want to do that. They don't want that life. And they just want a way out.
And there is a way out.
There is
a way out. So if that's you, young woman, middle-aged woman, old woman, call us, 264-4714. Jerry, we're out of time. Buy turkeys, people. we got the holidays coming. I apologize for cutting us so short, but Brandy, thank you so much. Ken, it's your turn. Make a radio program out of this dialogue. And my listening friend, thank you for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. Their phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.